Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. There are several Cochrane reviews of treatments for osteoarthritis of the knee. The one for transcutaneous electrostimulation has been updated with funding from the Swiss National Science Foundation. Anne Rutschis, a senior researcher at the Institute of Social and Preventive Medicine of the University of Bern in Switzerland, and Clinical Research Centre CESI at the University of Chieti in Italy describes its findings.
Osteoarthritis is the most common form of joint disease and the leading cause of pain and physical disability in the elderly. Doctors often recommend physiotherapy to improve function and to relieve pain. Physiotherapists can choose from a variety of interventions but most frequently use exercise and transcutaneous electrostimulation. Transcutaneous electrostimulation, such as TENS, uses electrical currents applied to the skin surrounding the knee. It was developed for instant pain relief and is applied by physiotherapists or by patients themselves at home. Although transcutaneous electrostimulation appears to be a useful treatment option, some policymakers have doubts about the quality and quantity of evidence to support it, and question whether it is any better than a placebo. We aim to improve the knowledge base by presenting all evidence about the benefits and harms of transcutaneous electrostimulation for persons with knee osteoarthritis in an updated Cochrane review. This shows that, despite more than 20 years of research, the evidence is of such low quality that we cannot answer the question of whether electrostimulation should be advised as a treatment for knee osteoarthritis. Our updating added 14 trials to the review, so that it now contains 18 studies. These are all small, and the review includes evidence from only 813 persons. Interestingly, we found nearly as many systematic reviews as trials on the topic. When we combined the results of the trials in a simple meta-analysis, electrostimulation seemed to have a large effect on pain relief, to lead to moderate improvement on function, and there was no evidence that it is unsafe. However, this large effect on pain relief seemed over-optimistic. The trials were all small and had substantial shortcomings in their design. We also found that there were large differences in the effects across the trials. To try to overcome these problems, we redid the analysis, correcting for design flaws in the research. In this analysis, transcutaneous electrostimulation was no more effective at reducing pain than fake electrostimulation. Therefore, the evidence currently available for this widely used intervention does not provide reliable estimates of its effects for knee osteoarthritis. High-quality trials of an adequate size are needed. One such trial was completed earlier this year. In addition, our research group has been funded by the ARCO Foundation, a private foundation, to conduct a trial which will recruit 220 people. The full results of these two trials, with sufficient follow-up on the participants, will be available in about 5 years' time and will, we hope, provide clear information on whether or not electrostimulation is a worthwhile treatment for this condition. Until then, we cannot exclude the possibility that it is a clinically relevant intervention.
The current version of the review is available at www.thecochranelibrary.com, which is also the place to find the update in a few years' time.